Surrounded by Republican leaders from Racine and Kenosha counties, plus several of his former legislative colleagues, at a kickoff event at the Main Street Market in Union Grove, Weingart says he wants to give a voice to the thousands of voters who couldn't vote in the recall election that cost him his seat in the state Senate.
My goal is to work to continue to give to my community. Now it's a bigger community. Now that the district includes Kenosha and Racine also, it's going to be a little bit more work driving through that district. And there's about 70,000 people that didn't have an opportunity to vote for a senator in this recall. So those are the people I'm going to be meeting over the next 15 months up to this election.
Weingart says he plans to continue efforts he started during his 2 years in the legislature, including lowering taxes, protecting our communities and families, and creating jobs.
Those everyday things that we need to focus on right now, it's jobs, it's our economy. It's getting people the dignity by having a job and being able to live in your community, not have to commute or move away from your family. This is what we're trying to do in Madison.
The election will be in November of 2014. In Racine, Janet Hoff, Wisconsin Radio Network.